Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I am your Wine Bulence Levitt. I'm your host, Linda, here in California. Good old Oceanside, a gorgeous day again today. We are brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com, and we need to work on our site and our radio shows, and we're going to do that later today. Welcome, everyone. Bill, Ron, Yo, and Brian was here, but he definitely had a phone call, so he'll be back in when he can. And I've been going through my notes today. I mean, there's so much going on. It's amazing. And also, runs his glass carafe wine. I'm ready to go. Absolutely. You don't have Facebook, but Bill put a picture of an ambulance, but it said Winebulance, and it says, stay calm, wine is here. It was so cute. So, loved that one. I got to get that one to my sister, because she's definitely a Chardonnay girl, just like me. But anyway, again, PatriotFamilies.com. Welcome. I don't even know where to start. It's such a mess. I'm going to try to get to as much of the amnesty stuff. I'm going to talk about what Glenn was talking about today. I'm going to try to talk about what Ron Paul said on the thing that I did remember that stood out on the show. I believe it was CNN or one of them, whatever one stupid Piers Morgan's on. Anyway, we'll get to that part. It's just overwhelming. What's happening in the last even 24 hours, and I guess the next 24 are going to be quite a bumpy ride. So don't know what Glenn's got going on, but we'll try to get into what I did hear on his show when he opened his show. And he was in meetings, so Stu Breguer took over for his television show. Anyway, I'm going to go when this happens, and even though I have a half a – I know. Yeah, it is. I think that's – is that D-I-E? I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be. But it is. It's so sad. That's what's going on. And I definitely said that yesterday, and I think I blogged it somewhere, that we are seeing the death throes and the last gasps of what was America. It's so sad. But anyway, I wanted to go to some inspiration from the scripture. So it's St. Luke chapter 22, verses 35 through 42. So I'll do that. It says, and he said unto them, and this would be Jesus speaking, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then he saith unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written, must ye be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went, and he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I think we can learn a lot from that today, because we have no control over some things, and there is one entity that does, and that is our Heavenly Father, and He's the best. So let's go on with what I have in my notes. I had so many emails and posts and things to go through because they were talking about the results of this. I think it was a motion to proceed on the stupid amnesty thing. I actually turned the radio off because I happened to have it on this show, this station, where after Mike Slater comes on. We used to get Glenn in the morning, but that's not happening anymore, so I feel so far behind. he doesn't come on till 6 p.m. my time, because our radio stations are all messed up out here, and it's a royal pain. So I got all this stuff on the amnesty and the voting process. And what I wanted to quickly, before I get to that one, it was yesterday we talked about the video that was on CNN with, I guess, Piers Morgan or whatever the heck station he's on. Could be MSNBC, I don't know. Anyway, Ron Paul said in the thing that he was, because he was asked about this guy that's the Snowden, the the man who's in China, and he was supposedly the whistleblower, and now the people are calling him either a hero or a traitor. And Ron Paul said that he did not think that he was a traitor, and he says you've got to be careful with, you know, calling for people's heads with treason, etc. And he said, and I'm quoting Ron Paul, when you have a dictatorship, the truth is treasonous. And boy, did he get that one right. And on this stupid vote yesterday, it was looked like Senator Coburn and McShane didn't even vote. Now, the third not vote, I didn't get that because they didn't post it. So here's the one on, let's see if I can get to this. These are the on the amnesty. It says 15 genuine American patriots in the Senate who dared vote against amnesty are, and this was, these were the people who voted against it, which was good. Barrasso of Wyoming, Boozman of Arkansas, Michael Crapo of Idaho, Ted Cruz of Texas, Enzi of Wyoming, Grassley of Iowa, Inhofe of Oklahoma, Kirk of Illinois, Mike Lee of Utah, Risch, R-I-S-C-H of Idaho, Pat Roberts of Kansas, Tim Scott of South Carolina, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, and Shelby of Alabama, and David Vitter of Louisiana. And I don't even, a lot of them, I don't even know what RD, apparently it doesn't seem to make much difference anymore, because that's one thing, and I'm going to get to this other piece that was amazing, what was on my stuff today, on this amnesty stuff, but when we look at these things, I have no idea, especially when we know that the right-left paradigm, because Glenn mentioned on his video blog on Facebook, that was posted on Facebook, that this is going to, that his announcement within 24 hours will likely expose the entire regime, and it's just going to be a giant mess. And it's both sides of the aisle, of course, and he's been saying that for at least 2 years, if I can recollect. So I don't know what's happening, apparently. And then the only thing he said on the TV show prior to this other information coming out later, which was like within 20 minutes, he's been in meetings for 2 days. He's got a ton of them to be in. He spoke with Cruz and Lee separately in private. He said the only thing that we might be able to salvage is the Constitution and our civil rights, if there's a way to do that. And I do want to bring in Mr. Ron. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I have a mouthful of chocolate right now.
And wine. Oh,
absolutely.
You should have seen the wine ambulance. It was so funny. It was so cute. Very cute.
The stupid player, BTR, really stinks.
What's going on? Oh, you couldn't.
Oh,
couldn't.
That's all I'm going to say. BTR sucks.
Well, I know. We got to have a meeting tonight because we need to fix these things and figure out what we want to do. If there's a way to use Skype or any of the others that absolutely have the ability to use cameras, I think that would be a blast. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We could have signs. I could, you know, be like what Rush calls his ditto cam, only better. I think we have more imagination. So,
well, and I think it's ridiculous. I mean, we're paying for Blog Talk, and it's rudimentary at best. It stinks. So I think we can do better. There's other options out there. But anyway,
right?
Not trying to.
Oh, I know. I know. I just have a couple more things to go through here, and then we can like chat and get more people to call in. That is anyone that's out there, 646-378-0321. Welcome, Chockful. Welcome, everyone, to the show. It's been pretty nuts. This one, like I said, I don't know what Glenn's doing, but it should be pretty wild. Who knows? As if I don't have enough to worry about. I typed that in the chat room way earlier before you guys got in, and Yo was I put the words on. The word O-O-Y as an oi, you know, it's crazy. So, oh, is she talking about chocolates or wine? I can't tell. Anyway,
cameras on the computer.
Oh, okay. This piece that I got, I'm going to go into some of the news in California, too. There was just so much going on today. Like I said, I had to read from the Bible, and I loved the fact that he said, two swords is plenty. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, one for each hand.
There you go. I can put the shotgun in the right and possibly, I don't know if I'm that ambidextrous, but oy, that's another one. We won't even go. And this one is, I have a girlfriend, I can't tell you now, but she's very funny and she calls it something else. And it says, Republicans in the House have offered a new bill on immigration, and unlike the Senate bill, it actually does something positive for America. And it says, that alone would be reason enough for Barack Obama to veto it, because it's good, you know. Anyway, this is H.R. 2278. It's called SAFE. I love these guys. They come up with this garbage. Strengthen and Fortify Enforcement Act. Oy, as if we don't have enough already on the books in our Constitution. It says states would once again have the right to enforce immigration laws, which they still do, because the other clowns don't have jurisdiction unless stupid governors let them have the jurisdiction. Am I wrong? This was taken away from the states in, okay, this was the 1986 amnesty bill, which I have not read. I don't feel like going through, wading through it, but I should when I have time. It says the SAFE bill would also mandate deportation of any alien who is a threat to national security. Oh, whoopee.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but did you say the 1861 amnesty bill?
No.
I thought that's when the states lost their sovereignty, 1861. Never mind, go ahead. Continue,
yep.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
You go right ahead, and that's exactly correct. I don't know who writes this stuff, but they should be putting in some more information. Absolutely. Anyway, it says, this is crazy, threat to national security, but look, who are they targeting as threats to national security? They ain't doing the Muslim Brotherhood, but you know you and I. Oh, boy. Oh, you bet.
No, I mean, we're paying to relocate these people into our country, but we're the enemy.
I know.
That's,
it's nuts.
That's why I said America is dying. It's the integration of America into something other than America. It's that Obama is fulfilling his campaign promise of fundamental transformation.
I know.
Of the United States of America. We're transforming the idea that was America.
I know.
And we're transforming the face of America. I don't care that there are immigrants. The whole country was based on immigrants.
Right.
But
way
it was
back
immigrants
when?
That... It was immigrants that embraced an idea.
Yes, they understood it. Ron,
an ideology, okay? And we're abandoning that.
I know.
We're becoming the ant farm.
Oh, my God. It is. You're right. Absolutely. I mean, we've been seeing it for how many decades, and we're at the death throes. It's like watching the poor little, you know, like a cartoon of dinosaurs dying in the tar pits of La Brea. I mean, that's what it is. That's exactly what's going on. I'm going to finish this piece, and then we can continue, because I had a couple little blurbs on California.
Go right ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I can't help myself.
That's okay. We can go back and forth. It's kind of fun to make people happy out there. It says, much of the SAFE Act is geared right at the mistakes of the 1986 amnesty law. And that was when Ronald Reagan signed the amnesty law. Americans were promised border security. Uh-huh. They were promised it under Bush, too, the panty waist. Oh, and I put speaking of the Bushes, and I'm sure I'll get...
Bush the elder or Bush the junior?
The panty waist. Yeah,
that could be either one of them.
The other one is the old, I call him the old one, the ancient one. And Prescott's just in a world of his own, but
Shrub
anyway.
The elder.
Yeah, so.
Isn't there an elderberry? Anyway, never mind. I digress.
Then it says, 27 years later, Americans are still waiting for the border security and the fence. No, he promised the fence. Remember all these hundreds of miles and all this stuff? That was panty waste. And they had several Facebook posts on happy birthday or something to old Bush. Oh, my God. And I'm sure that I'm on ICE's S list right now because of what I wrote. I said bushes. All generations of bushes. Great. I said, I hope they all drop dead. I was
just
mean.
What we need is a hedgerow. You know, I guarantee you that I could solve the border incursion problem with one piece of legislation. Now, I'm not saying that I would encourage people to do this, and I'm not saying that I even agree with it, but I promise you, if the legislation was passed, our border problems would end in a matter of days.
Okay, how do you do it?
Pass legislation that says it's legal for any citizen of the United States of America to shoot anyone they suspect of sneaking over the border illegally as long as it's within 2 miles of the border of the United States. End of the deal. That'd be the end of it right there.
Oh my gosh,
because
there's plenty of militias out there.
Because you'd have every redneck with a friggin' gun out there.
Yeah.
And tell them they taste like chicken. I mean, you know, seriously. It would halt in a matter of days.
It would.
It would take a little bit. No, I'm just talking about a 308 fence, Bill.
It works. Absolutely works. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, long range.
No, 600 yards.
There was another thing I saw on Facebook or one of them. It said it's called a smart gun. It's supposed to be, it's like laser technology.
It only shoots illegals.
No.
Politicians.
There you go. Oh, man.
Now that would be a smart gun.
No, it's like, you know, how they do when you're in an F-16 or whatever, and you lock on, and, you know, anyway,
right.
It's supposed to lock on to, you know, and it's like 1,000 yards, and you're really good to go.
So it's not really a smart gun. It's just efficient.
Yeah.
A smart gun, you know, would you could just aim it out into the wilderness and shoot a friggin' politician, right?
Or a wetback. I know. Anyone
would do.
We are in so much trouble. I guess we're going to be messing with the NSA and the Utah building because we're giving them plenty of fodder today. Anyway, it says, this isn't going on. Trey Gowdy, this is a Republican from South Carolina, chairman of the House Border Security Subcommittee. Don't you love these names? And a co-sponsor of this bill said, government's first duty is public safety, which I don't believe. I think it's government's duty is protecting our liberty. Oh, but under this administration, we have seen our immigration laws go unenforced, gaps in our national security persist, and criminal aliens released onto our streets. That's true. The current state of affairs cannot continue, and Congress must establish accountability measures so the immigration laws we pass will, in fact, be enforced. I still like your fence idea, the 308 fence. Unfortunately for America, the so-called Gang of Eight is giving America another 1986 bill where border security will never be enforced. And you're going to love this part. Marco Rubio, a one-time rising star in the GOP, maybe the first 5 minutes, has been telling two different stories about the amnesty bill to conservative audiences, and I heard him speaking in tongues today on Hannity's show. To conservatives, he has been talking about security, while Rubio claims he will not vote for amnesty without improvements to border security. His statements to other groups are to the contrary, of course, in Spanish. He appeared on the Spanish language Univision show. He said, first comes legalization. Then he went on to say, legalization is not conditional on border security. Isn't that special? What a little traitor he is. And they're worried about that dude Snowden? Let's send Marco to China and have him extra. I'm sick of it. I'm done with all of them.
Can you even, look, I'm telling you. Can you imagine the tourism that would be generated?
Oh my God.
If we had a bill like mine passed.
just think of the Canadians rushing down there and saying,
Canadians,
can I
hell, I think there'd be a few Americans lining up to shoot some Canucks, too. You know, there's a few of those arrogant bastards. You know, liberal teabags.
They are liberal, but there was one.
There went a Canadian now.
Yeah, there was. I could be Rod trying to get in. Oh, God, who was? Oh, the guy that I met when I was up at Port Huron, though, his whole family was from, hey, Rod, welcome to the show. he was sitting there. We were all drinking. It's like about 11 o'clock midnight. We're just like happy as clams, you know. It's a perfect day. And I can't even say exactly what he said, but you'll get the gist of it. And he looks at us and he said you put a N in the White House? Are you nuts?
You put a Negro in the White House?
Yeah, that's what well, you know.
Named
what he said. Anyway.
Hussein Obama?
Yeah, he said, are you effing out of your mind? And we just started laughing. We didn't know what else to do, you know.
You put a fox in the hen house?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, there was another post. I can't remember who put it up. That I think it could have been Terry Kiley. And it was quite lengthy talking about the timeline of Barry, you know, with Valerie Jarrett and Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and all the rest of the clowns he's been associated with since day one. So it was pretty interesting. I know that we've gone through this before, but none of us can understand how that many people and to this day, his approval rating is 47%. I'm like, it should be 4.7%. My God, what's wrong with people?
You got to understand. I mean, we don't have 47% of the American population is not African American, and not all blacks,
right,
embrace Obama.
I know.
So what you have to look at is, okay, 17%. Roughly is the numbers that I've seen. It could, maybe it's 23 or 30%. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
But let's say 30% of the population is black. Of that 30%, probably 1% don't support Obama. That
Absolutely.
Means that you have a large contingent of other than blacks, Caucasians.
Oh, geez.
Right. That support this idiocy.
Oh my God. I know.
Look, I've told you guys, Linda, I have told many of the folks here on Patriot Families, and I'm not trying to demean anyone by any stretch of the imagination. I have the utmost respect for every one of our family members. But I used to joke when I first started on Patriot Families that we should have named the site the Island of Misfit Toys. Because so many of our members, so many of the folks on Patriot Families are on Social Security, are on disability. They're not out
right.
there working a job every day, and yet they are still clinging to the idea that is America,
yes.
that was America. They still understand that it's wrong.
Right. Oh, and absolutely.
You guys humble me. I mean, seriously, what? I am totally humbled.
Okay, well, you got to understand one thing. Okay, I'm quite a bit older than you. I don't like to admit it, but it's true. And I know that some of us are out here, and you know, you're just a. I know you're a baby, but we have been, and I'm in a libtard place. Yola's in a libtard place. I know Bill might have things that are impairing him from doing full-time work. I physically, thank God, even though I had back surgery, am able, but they won't hire me. I'm in a state that's got God knows what kind. I've got depression unemployment here. You know, this is nuts. I can't get a decent job to save my soul. And they want to bring in 20 to 30 million more people and put them on the dole, every dole they can get. California's been doing that before Obama got even elected the first time. They've been doing this stuff. That's why we...
You know, and I saw a bumper sticker. It was actually in the back window of a truck, and a young girl driving it tonight on my way home. It says, "Stop bitching and start a revolution." I was like, well, you know, I get that. I get it. But the revolution is what I was talking about the other night.
Right.
Look, can you look at what has transpired in our government in the last 20 years...
Oh.
And not believe that they're trying to destroy the country. All of it. Infrastructure, everything.
Oh, everything.
They're trying to collapse
Absolutely.
It. If you wanted to collapse it, you couldn't do a better job than what they're doing right now.
Exactly.
I say we help them out.
Yep.
This is their goal, let's assist them. Let's accelerate it. And the way we do that is what I was talking about.
Right.
Everyone. Go change your W-4 tomorrow. Claim 13 frickin' dependents.
Thank God I don't have the one anymore at this point, and I don't file my, I don't do 1040, I don't do nothing. I used to go and what was it called? It's some tax resolution, the other one. So it's a freebie, you know, for your returns. Only there was a better one that was that really was free.
And when you leave work...
It was 2 years ago. I'm not doing it anymore because it's stupid. All I have is Social Security, okay? I don't owe them a dime. They don't owe me anything. I don't file with the state. I don't file with the federal. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time for me and a waste of paperwork for them. I'm not doing it anymore. They want to... You know what?
Bill's
I'm
right.
Going underground.
You should claim earned income credit and 15 dependents. List them all. Just go through the phone book and pick out some names. Hernandez, you know, Venezuela.
Sure.
You know,
Martinez.
Consuelo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make up some damn. Oh, I'm telling you. And, you know, folks, every time you stop for gas in your car, leave a pressure cooker. Can we do this? I mean,
can we
do it, really?
Oh, my God. I can't afford to buy them. They're probably expensive, even in Walmart.
Get them at
the
damn flea market, you know?
There you go.
Just something that, look, a pan with the lid duct taped on. That's all they need. It looks like a by God pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Honestly, a freaking picture, a photograph of a pressure cooker, I believe, would pass.
Should we also photocopy the Sarnoff brothers' faces and put them on there, too? That would be cool. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, to Obama with love and a pressure cooker. Oh, my God. They would go just...
I was asking. Bill said something about... I don't know what he said. Oh, it was about... They were talking about taking down the whole regime. It was Glenn's predictions or whatever he's going to talk about in the next 24 hours. And he said both parties. And I said, do we get the launch codes too?
There's two of them? I thought there was only one. And Bill, you and I are going to have a conversation because I want to know how in the hell you make cheesecake in a pressure cooker.
That's funny. That's absolutely fun. Oh, my God.
I've made cheesecake, but I have a pressure cooker. Is that safe to say on the radio?
Oh, God. We're in so much trouble now. But you know what? Look, I'm sure with what we're just finding out, barely finding out, we've been on their list for how long now? probably back after the Patriot Act was signed and their false flag, 9/11. Oh, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to do just like that guy, the one angry Jew and all his buddies who absolutely believe that thermalite was pre-planted there and all that stuff. I have no doubt. There's just been too many false flags in our history of this planet, especially in modern days. And you know which ones we're talking about. I mean, you've talked about them.
Oh, absolutely. I just caught the tail end of a college speech or course they had online on TV the other night about the Harding administration, Warren G. Harding,
and our
entrance into the Spanish-American War. And you go back, and I don't remember the name of the ship, but we blew up one of our own ships in Havana Harbor to blame it on the Spanish.
Yes, yes.
That was
during
the Harding administration, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well,
and killed some of our sailors. I mean, this is the false flag. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wasn't there one in for World War One too?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My God. Are you kidding me? The Lusitania.
Lusitania. Yeah. I was trying to remember the names. Oh, my gosh. All
and
these
do
things.
You know, did you know that here about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, the same guys that did the recovery dive on the Titanic have found the Lusitania. Do you remember the whole story behind the Lusitania?
No.
The Lusitania was one of our ships going through the English Channel. The Germans told us, please do not send that ship through there. We will sink it. Don't do it. That's when the bombing happened at the ammo dump in New York.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
They were trying very desperately to dissuade us from getting involved. And we were running ammunition and weapons. And it was, it was a humanitarian aid. That's what the cry of the day was. And we knew that the Germans would sink the ship, and we sent it intentionally into the area.
Oh, my God.
But the important thing is that they've now found the Lusitania, and they've sent down the robots, and guess what? The hull is full of ammunition. Wouldn't you damn know it?
Of course. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
But we're innocent, pure as the driven snow.
I just got a new one.
It's Band-Aids and thread and stuff.
I got another headline. It says Ron Paul. It says NSA snoops and national ID vote next week. Oh my God! So I don't know what the deal is. Let me see what this says.
Would it be great would it be if they took out Snowden with a drone? I mean, Snowden, obviously, but
no, that would be horrible. But
would
that's
you need
Ron
to prove?
Paul. Yeah, I know. Ron talked about it on some
I know,
on
that,
YouTube.
That's fine.
There's a vote on the new national ID system may take place as soon as next week. Oh, my God. I can't take it. Oh, national ID card with biometric tracking. Yeah, good luck.
That's the real ID. Look, most states have already implemented it. The state of Georgia refused back in 2005, and they put off the vote on it until 2008. Guess what we have now?
Oh, God.
Now, I don't, because I got mine with a 15-year renewal before they
thank God.
Put
good for you.
Crap on it.
Okay,
not that
so
I need a driver's license.
If you have one with some kind of RFID, whatever stuff in there, can you not nuke it? Okay. I'm going to read this part. This was this was this morning. I got this morning. California, all SEIU, and we know who they are, employees are getting a 4% raise on the backs of the California taxpayers. Back in the last election, we had Prop 30. These idiots in California voted for because they're libtards, and it passed, and that's where the state sales tax got increased from, I think, 9.7 to 13%. This is what we've got going on. I can't even stand it. The other thing that they did just about a week ago, a few days ago, they voted, I believe it was City of San Diego, no, it was SDG&E. We have the San Onofre nuclear plant. I'm sure you guys have seen pictures of it. It's got the two domes. It's been there for about 40 years, and it had a little leak, and then they decided to close it because the environmentalists got their way. Well, there's a lot of people that I know out here who completely think that was a great idea, and because I don't think they get it yet, but wait till they see their bills go up huge, and they will. They will skyrocket under Obama's plan, as he said in 2008, that miserable rat, B-A-S-T-A-R-D, Obama Barry. Under my plan, electricity prices will necessarily skyrocket. Screw him. I'm so sick of it. Anyway, so here's the headline on my deal today. It says, with nuclear plant shutdown, and that's San Onofre. Okay, Rod, he's gone. Dang. He's quick. They shut down the San Onofre. San Diego Gas and Electric is turning to fossil fuels, which is news to me because I just got this today. Utility officials are revisiting plans for the Pio Pico Energy Center. It's in Otay Mesa, which is right on the border after San Diego. It's a natural gas plant. It says, with San Diego's nuke plant shut down for good, they did it. Utility officials are reviving a proposal for a major new natural gas power plant in an industrial zone south of San Diego, which is right on the border because Otay Mesa is a crossing. Plans for the Pio Pico Energy Center adjacent to an existing power plant in an unincorporated Otay Mesa were rejected in March, of course, by the California Public Utilities Commission, another evil entity, saying there was no need for the facility until 2018, but the door was left open for a repeat application. The San Diego SDG&E president said circumstances have changed with the closure of San Onofre nuclear plant. Of course they have. I think what we see now is an opportunity to take a facility that has been through the entire process of having a competitive bid, the lowest cost facility for our customers, and have that come on as a solid supply. Because we are going to have this summer, it's just beginning summer here, we're going to have brownouts, and we get them all the time anyway. I'm so sick of the brownouts. Every time, I can't keep up with how many times I have to keep rebooting things like clocks and telephones with answering machines, and it's horrible. I really should have gone out and just spent the money and got a decent generator when I had the chance. You know, because I had to go out and I went constantly to the stores and getting the batteries for the radio and the candles and the long wooden matches and the flashlight batteries. I mean, it's just nuts what we have to go through. So what do? They shut down the nuclear plant. Instead of selling it to another company, another private company, actually a private company, who could have fixed the plant, instead now they want to take it and scrape it to the ground, which will cost $4 billion. Guess who gets to pay for that? I would say that the California taxpayers, who are already struggling. And guess what's going to happen with all this nonsense when the manufacturers, what's left in California, have to pay these skyrocketing energy prices because of the shutdown? They're going to leave the state of California, and there will be more unemployment and more misery and more of the rest of the misery. I can't take it. Let me finish my little gig here, and then I would really, really welcome a call from somebody. And I've got guest 3638. I'd love to have you call in. Our number is 646-378-0321. I'm your host here on Right from the Left Coast. My name is Linda. I'm out of Oceanside, and it's gorgeous today. But this immigration stuff is crazy, and then we'll get into I hope we can get Ron and Bill back. Anyway, so it says, I was talking about Rubio, and he was speaking in Spanish to his people. And there was another one, too, and I didn't get their names, but I'll get back to that later once I find out who it is. The Senate bill, which they passed, the S-744, is simply a replay of 86, while Rubio and the Gang of Eight claim it will legalize 11 million illegal aliens. Jeff Sessions, the Republican senator from Alabama, points out with all the waivers and other provisions of this bill, the real total will be 57 million people. Otherwise known as illegals, or currently known as. Zero Hedge. Hey, Bill, welcome back. Call in if you like. We got all this stuff to talk about. Points out the size of the labor force in America today is the same as it was in 1979. This amnesty bill they just passed says nothing about what will happen to all of these people who will now be competing with Americans who are out of work. All these people that are out of work already have been for how long? It's ridiculous. The amnesty bill simply ignores traditional requirement for immigration to America. That is, an immigrant show that they will not become a public charge. Oh, my God. And that they can support themselves. Yeah, they can support themselves on food stamps, WIC, free everything. I mean, free everything. Health care, education, all of it. Oh, and in-state tuition, too. Lovely. Oh, and that's been going on in California for 2 or 3 years already. Anyhow, within 10 years of being legalized, these now illegal aliens will be allowed the full panoply of federal welfare benefits, including Obamacare. Some of Obama's critics accuse him of using the Cloward and Piven strategy to collapse the American economy and eventually the American government. S-744, the amnesty bill, is a great way for Obama to do just that. And as Ron says, let's help him do it. I know that's exactly what's going to be happening. Oh, I know, Bill. The numbers are going to go crazy. Okay, thanks. You got the fresh carafe. Wonderful. I've got like, oh, one-third of my glass. That's all right. I can get through, and I think I've read almost everything. You're back on the air, dude?
I am.
All right.
So I had to switch to Riesling. We polished two bottles of Behringer, so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, this amnesty thing's crazy, and I don't know what Glenn's doing, but I know that he's been, because he knows something's up, and he has been in these meetings, and he was, I mean, everything's changing minute by minute. It's pretty scary. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I probably don't have enough.
Well, it just seems to me to be so damned deliberate.
God. Oh, well, yeah.
It's not even remotely transparent now. It should be blatantly obvious to anyone with two cells of gray matter bumping into one another in their heads. What's going on?
Well, look, the other thing that he was talking about is he says that this new information that he's coming out with is even going to divide us further, and I'm like, oh, my God, as if that could be possible.
Sure.
I mean, look, I can't reach people in my own family. I can't reach people that I've known for 22 years who are total libtards. I can't even talk to them about this stuff because they explode in my face. And then they, you know, walk out and scream and yell and threaten to, like, disown me for the rest of their lives. It's just, I don't understand it, but, you know, yeah, it's so hard. And I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how to reach them.
Look, it is Stockholm Syndrome. It is cognitive dissonance.
It is, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
If you read nothing. From today, for the rest of your life, read The Sovereign Individual.
Okay.
It was written in 1996, and they predicted, and I won't even say predicted, because when I did a little research on Lord Rees-Mogg and James Davidson, or whatever the hell the guy's name was, that wrote the book, because it was co-authored. Both of these individuals were in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission for insider trading. So I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind that they have information, kind of like Terrell Quigley and his book, Tragedy and Hope. I think they had inside info.
Yep.
And they were spilling the beans, so to speak.
Right.
In order to catch a wave.
And so, okay, is that particular book on Amazon? I'm sure it probably is.
It is.
Okay.
I've spoken about it before. The Sovereign Individual.
Okay, I wrote it down. And the other thing is, there were several people, not just Glenn, who said that this guy Snowden is like the tip of the iceberg. This is nothing compared to what I guess is coming out. Look, if it's going to bring down the regime, it's going to bring it down. I mean, we know. You and I and everybody that's been on Patriot Families and people who've come and gone have noticed that this was coming down the pike a long time ago. We've been expecting it.
And this is why I'm questioning Snowden. First of all, do we really know that he is who he claims to be? Is this legit or is this just fodder? And the reason I ask that, the one discrepancy I heard immediately yesterday was in his interview, he said, you know, he was making over $200,000 a year. And in a press release, Booz Allen said he was being paid $135,000 a year. That's a pretty damn broad gap, and that's an inconsistency in the story. So it seems to me that, you know, we don't have our stories straight. Because the guy, firsthand witness, firsthand, right out of the horse's mouth, says he's making $200,000 plus a year, and the company he allegedly works for, Booz Allen, says they were paying him $135,000 a year.
Wow.
Someone's not telling me the truth.
Sure.
And I just question whether or not he's even legitimately anybody.
Wow. Yeah, this is bizarre, but the one thing that that Ron Paul said, and I loved it, and boy, that guy's as sharp as a tack to this day, and I love him for it. He said he said this on national TV, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. When you have a dictatorship, the truth is treasonous. I love it.
Yep.
Oh,
that
my God.
Friggin' idiot. Piers Morgan, and you know something? He didn't go on an Alex Jones rant or tirade.
Oh, no, he didn't have to.
He simply spoke the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
And Morgan was absolutely freaking speechless.
Yep. That's what happens when you speak the truth, Ron, because remember the Bilderberg meeting this past weekend, and they were all over this, all these guys were all over it, and there was a lot of reporters, and somebody cornered one of the Rothschilds in London, and he was all dressed up, and he was talking, and he said it pretty quickly, he was talking about the Federal Reserve and how evil that he and the other banksters are, and that's why we have so many problems, and he caught this guy so off guard. He had him speechless, Ron, because he was speaking the truth. And I'm telling you, this is powerful stuff. So,
here's the issue I have with it. Let's reel back the tape a few weeks, right?
Okay.
So it's difficult. And trust me, I'm the last person on the planet that would defend the Internal Raping Service.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we first have the Internal Rapier Service scandal come out. After, of course, the whole Benghazi debacle.
Oh, my God. I mean, it just goes on and on.
We have Benghazi, which should have been enough to have the SOB impeached, and heads should have rolled.
I know.
Period.
Nothing.
End of conversation.
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. So then, if that's not enough, let's have the IRS scandal. Now, do you honestly believe for a moment, I mean, I can go all the way back to Nixon and prior and show you where this kind of thing was going on. And now suddenly it's being reported and we should be outraged about it. And then right on the heels of the IRS scandal, if that were not enough, we find out, oh my God, they were targeting reporters. Say it isn't so.
Yep.
And now that we've had the reporters targeted, now the next shoe is we've got this whistleblower from inside the NSA, the government spying on everyone. No shit. They've been doing that for as long as I can remember. This is some kind of revelation to you?
Yeah.
Really? This is like newsworthy today, and it wasn't in 07. It wasn't in 05. It wasn't in 99.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's just all a little too much to swallow.
Well,
and I'm not
okay.
buying it. And I'm going on the record saying I'm not buying it. While everyone's jumping on the bandwagon of Snowden and what a hero he is, I ain't buying it. I think he's full of crap.
The whole, you know what, the only thing that I know, look, technology is there, okay?
Oh,
sure.
I don't think he's even remotely divulging anything that even comes close to national security.
Right, right.
We already have, as I pointed out the other night, a television show that depicts the exact same damn thing. Okay? So, like, this is some kind of revelation. I'm sorry, but my bullshit meter is pegged.
Absolutely. Yeah, like Glenn says, he says, I'm a recovering alcoholic. He says, I can translate BS all day long. He translates it pretty well. Anyway, this is bizarre because look, we know that there's the giant Utah building. We know that they're gathering stuff. Okay, I think you're like Bill says, it's a distraction, and I think he could be correct because who the hell knows what they've got planned next? All I know.
Well, nobody's complaining about illegal immigration, right? I mean, you know, hell.
Oh, my God.
Not while the government's got a microscope up everybody's behind.
And then here we are. We're dealing with these stupid idiots. I got the 15 that were good, and the rest were not so good. You know, and that idiot, well, of course, I don't even, I got two of them. I got Boxer and Frankenfeinstein. Those are my two. Aren't they cute? That's California for you. I mean, and we know Yola goes through the same thing because she's in New York. Poor dear. I mean, we go through this every day, and it's a joke and theater. Look what they're doing to us. Nobody cares. It's not. We're like people in little tiny boats out there with flotsam and jetsam all over the place, and we're trying to scramble for whatever we can do. You know what I mean? We're grasping at straws. I don't get it. And we should be fighting for liberty one way or another and screaming it and just, you know, say, I don't care. I'm going through for the idea, the first 10 Bill of Rights, which I call my 10 Commandments. You know, where I'm at.
You know, I'd make an adaptation of one of my favorite comedians, and he was quite vulgar, so I won't use exactly what he said, but instead of sex, I would say, you know, liberty at my house is a freaking rumor.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, it's humorous to laugh at it, but it's
true. Unfortunately, it is true because we, like you said, I know on your show that we have been having our heads so far in the clouds. We have been lied to for decades.
Well, I wouldn't say they were in the clouds, but hey. You know, well, you're going up, I'd go the opposite direction, but, you know, that's just me.
Get through. Hey, Billy H., thanks for joining us. Anyway, it's very sad, and it's been several generations, Ron, as you know. I mean, how many generations can you fit into 120 years or whatever? And we don't know what freedom feels like. Because I had a whole lot of it compared to what we have now when I was growing up, like when I was 10 and could recollect things.
Sure.
Because you're a little bit more cognizant. I mean,
you're older, you can't recollect anything, right?
Oh, please. I'm not that far. Oi. My mom's 90
Your
and
mom's
a half.
Mom's sharp as a tack.
So, yeah, she is. She was taken to I took her to the doctor the other day for a checkup and everything, and she was getting her blood taken to make sure her kidneys are okay. And the gentleman was asking her her age and her birth date and all these things and where she was born. And he goes, "You've got it going on. You're sharp as a tack." And she says, "I try." Well, mom reads. She's been reading since she was old enough to learn how, and she loves books. That's her escape. She had a horrible childhood, so she escaped a lot. Still does. But which is wonderful, and she can still do the crossword puzzles. She does all that stuff, and you know.
Well, as long as she's not gone into regression yet, don't you dare
give her
a horrible childhood.
No. She won't go there. Believe me.
Oh, I know. I know you.
Oh
you
man,
love your
she's terrified.
Dearly.
She's a sweetheart, and she, you know, she told me. She said, "Lynn, this was 3 years ago when she started looking through my drawers when I first moved in. I had all these." This like a credenza filled with, because I didn't have a bookcase of all the books that I'd read on history. And she says, "Oh my gosh." So she starts picking them out and reading them. And she says, "I never learned any of this." And I said, "I know." I said, "It was on purpose. And my mother is 90 years old. That's how far back this goes. This is what drives me crazy." And
do
so
you realize,
imagine,
yes, do you realize she was a teenager when FDR was president and the Depression
yes.
was going on?
Right.
That,
yeah, she,
you know, let me tell you, I worked for a brief period of time when I was 16 at a nursing home. Our elderly, I am absolutely enthralled and intrigued.
Yeah.
I love the stories.
Oh my gosh.
And the wisdom that is being lost
with
that generation as they pass. It's heart-wrenching.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I know that others are doing the same thing, and I've taken their lead, and I've thought about it on my own, too. I'm keeping notes of my shows and all my books and things that my father read and things that he said and his wisdom and everything that I can. Hopefully, I can pass as much on as I can, because you know what they're going to do? These SOBs are going to erase things, and they're going to revamp. You know they're going to do it. They're going to hide it. That's why that one thing that Eisenhower did when he says, "Take lots of pictures over there," he says, because some son of a bitch is going to say this never happened, talking about Germany. So
sure.
That was the
one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that's why we're all keeping the stuff we need to keep, and we're going to spread the word. And I have a feeling if there's something big coming down that Glenn's going to tell us in a few days or whatever.
And you know, again, you know, you understand at least in part my take on the whole Israel thing.
Right.
And I wholeheartedly believe that the Holocaust and World War II plays a huge role in that. It had to be sold
right.
to the Christians.
Okay.
And what better way to sell it, okay? I mean, if there is one group of human beings on the planet
right.
that is more off limits to criticizing than the blacks is the Jews.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I'm not here, I'm not anti-Semitic.
No.
I of course, I poke fun and have fun with Robert because I can.
Yeah.
And he takes it all pretty well in his stride. I have no ill will towards anyone, except for the 530
Absolutely.
Pressure cooker and
ricin.
Nation jihad. That being said, you know, I'm serious. It's what else do we have?
I know. You're right.
It's like the quote from and I'm afraid we're rapidly approaching that moment.
Yes.
And that's the thing that really, I think, bothers me the most. You know, and I'll paraphrase the quote from Churchill because I don't have it in front of me. But he said, you know, will you not fight when victory is sure or assured and bloodshed is not required? Will you not fight when victory is yours? Then I assure you that you will wait until victory is almost impossible and bloodshed is certain.
Yep.
Or worse yet, you will not fight until there is no hope of victory, because it is better to die than live as a slave.
Which,
and I'm afraid the latter, I'm afraid the latter of that is where we're rapidly approaching.
Oh man, we're there. I think we're like within hours, dude. I don't know what they're planning. I'm terrified. I also think
that the numbers that you were quoting earlier is indicative of where we're at. When you have 46 or 47% of the population that will not fight at all, they will embrace their slavery.
Yep.
Of the remaining 54%,
right,
I think you've probably got, on the order of 3 or 4%, much like it was during the Revolutionary War.
Yep, absolutely.
3 or 4% that will willingly die.
Yep. I'll tell you one thing.
And the rest will bitch and complain about it as they go down in flames.
Oh, sure. Well, they're too stupid to live. I'm sorry, but you know, and I shouldn't say that because I'm trying to be a Christian and I'm trying to, you know, I pray for people because they're hopeless. But you know, I will say that I admire Glenn when he said that he would gladly be Bonhoeffer and walk to the gallows for what's right, and be that person. I mean, I'm there too. I don't care anymore. This is BS. I think the what they did, and the things that they wrote, the what they did when they went to the convention and they went through all kinds of craziness to figure out what to do, and they got it right with Cicero and John Locke and all the rest of it. I mean, to me, that was brilliant. And people like Jefferson and the rest are to be admired. That kind of intelligence, to me, and I'll fight and die for it. It's the idea.
And,
it's true liberty.
The thing to me, to call what Jefferson possessed intelligence is an insult. The more I study the man, the more I understand his thinking. He wasn't smart. He was very wise.
I think
he had a lot of
wisdom.
He had a lot of wisdom. And aside from wisdom, he had common sense by the damn dumpster truck load.
Absolutely. That's why I always say that I think he died with an extra brain he hadn't even used yet. I do. He was smart. I got 60
when it
seconds.
Came
I,
to,
I'm
yeah, when
happy.
It came to innovation, and he was brilliant, but when it came to common sense, he was beyond brilliant.
Yeah, I think so. I want to say be blessed. Thanks, everybody. I got less than 40 seconds, and I might not even be able to do the promo. I can't do Terry's show tomorrow because I'm hanging out with one of my friends. We're going to go to the county fair. Thank you so much, Ron, for calling in, and everybody in the chat room. I'm going to be ready to go on Skype with you and try to fix all my equipment here to do that when you're ready to talk. God bless, and I think we're out in a second because it's going to do it. I know it's going to talk to me. Thanks, Ron. It's been
Goodbye.
Wonderful.
We love you guys. God bless.
God bless.